One thing that makes Wisconsin a wonderful place, especially for those who are looking for getaways, is there are plenty of resorts all over the state to get to. Some of them may be elaborate places where you can get a spa treatment, this, that, and the other thing when it comes to the lap of luxury. Other ones, simple places where you can just relax by the lake and have a nice happening, a nice little opportunity just to get some plain old R&R out in the woods. And a fellow has written a book in regards to that. A book that celebrates the grand history of the Badger State's family-run resorts. The book is called Resorts of Wisconsin. The author joins us right now, Neil Johnson. Neil, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Now, you're a fellow from Bemidji, Minnesota, way north in Minnesota. Now, what is one thing that intrigued you about Wisconsin resorts that drove you to write this book?
Well, I have some pretty strong roots to Wisconsin. My great-grandparents were one of the four original families to settle the Sirona, Wisconsin area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend time around some of those lakes in northwest Wisconsin as a kid, and just fell in love with the state. I really, as I started doing research for this book, fell in love with it more, even that northeast part. And I'd never even heard of Cribbett before I got started on this book. And it's beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of variety to the state, the bluff country down in the Driftless area. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I want to make one correction. I mentioned that Neil is from Bemidji. He's not. He's from Debs, Minnesota, which has a population of 8. Okay.
Yes. There is a sprawling town.
Indeed, but the nice part is having that perspective. Because the thing is, there's also, I'm sure, plenty of wonderful resorts around the state of Minnesota. When you get the land of 10,000 lakes, I think you might have a resort or two around, a couple of them at least. So,
Indeed.
So getting this flavor of what Wisconsin resorts are all about, and a nice little parallel along the way, just, all together being able to really enjoy, and that's the thing, because during this book, it was a venture that was also an adventure for you, simply because you did a lot of exploring around a state you may have read quite a bit about, may not have gotten far into at that point, but the thing is, the more you did research for this book, the more you found out about Wisconsin, and you were mentioning about all the differences, the bluffs, going from small towns into the larger cities, Milwaukee, Madison, wherever they may be, and finding out that there are all sorts of different resorts with all different sorts of character as well.
Yes, and one thing I did with my book is I focused on family-owned, family-run property.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of big corporate resorts.
Okay.
Well, there's none of the big corporate resorts in mine, and I to clear the Dells a little bit, not that it doesn't have its place for people, but I was trying to get back to that quintessential resort experience where you go out, maybe you take a boat out fishing, or some of these historical places that started as the logging camps and became the hunting and fishing camps that eventually, as the consumer demanded more, became the resorts that we know them as today.
I'm going to recommend one book to you. I don't know if you've gotten to read this book at all. It's a book called Return to Wake Robin by an author by the name of Marnie Maminga. We had her, or Maminga, actually, is how she pronounces her last name. It's a book about her experiences and her family's experiences heading up to a resort every year, because she lived in the Chicagoland area, the western suburbs of Chicago, and she ended up driving up to a particular resort. And there are tons of folks from the Chicagoland area that still manage to do that all the time, jump in the car, head on up to one of the resorts in especially northern Wisconsin, and get an awful lot out of it, because it's just a welcome release from the hustle and bustle of the city life of the Chicagoland area, and just getting back to nature. And I think that's one of the things I'm sure that you point out during during the course of your book.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I did a whole piece about getting kids back to nature. I think that's so important. There was a book written by a guy by the name of Richard Liu, who I heard speak at the University of Minnesota, and it was all about the healing effects of nature and the importance of that, not only for kids, but for us too. But they did studies with kids with autism, ADHD, and they took sample group A and gave them medication. Sample group B gave them the time out in nature. And they actually found the group that took the time in nature outperforming the other group.
That's really something. Wow. So, you know, so there you see that, that nature is good for you. And in this day and age when we've got so much, so many things, you know, taking our time up, like say, for example, you know, with, computer games for the kids and just the, you know, like we mentioned, the hustle and bustle of everyday life for all ages these days, just getting out and being a part of nature, especially at these resorts you're mentioning in the book, Neil, it's a real, a refresher. That'd be the best way, the best word I can think of, a sense of revitalization.
Yes. You know, and well, I'm speaking at the Lake Home and Cabin Show this weekend in Milwaukee. And one of the things that I do is I take and I go through all these old pictures. I talk about the history, but then I also talk about present-day resorts as well. And we shot over 20,000 images in the process of doing this book. Three of us shot photos for it. And the one thing that I always do is I bring these pictures of these kids with their fish. And you should see that just their faces are lit up like a Christmas tree. Sure. They're so excited about these fish they've caught. And you just don't, I make the statement, I don't see the same response when a kid's on a video game or, you know, is checking Facebook necessarily. This is an experience with the natural world in a sense of accomplishment at the same time that goes far beyond other things.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the word accomplishment because really it takes patience, it takes skill, and it can be quite a struggle bringing a big fish in like that. So yeah,
absolutely. And you know, if you look both states now, I actually wrote a similar book about Minnesota resorts first, and in both states, Minnesota and Wisconsin, those fishing license sales have been down. We're losing some of that heritage, and I think it's good to maintain that and good for people to experience that.
Indeed. One of the things Neil mentioned along the way is that he's going to be appearing at the Lake Home and Cabin Show going on this Friday through Sunday. It's going to be happening at the Delta Center in Milwaukee. And there's plenty of things to see. You know, say, for example, if you own a second home, if you're interested in buying a second home or decorating the existing home you have, lake cottage, cabin decor, whatever the case may be, you'll find that at the Lake Home and Cabin Show going on at the Delta Center in Milwaukee. Now, one thing along the way that we want to talk about, when we ended up setting this up, somebody had mentioned about the fact that you have a few resort spots in mind when it comes to places. Well, seeing that today is Valentine's Day, rather romantic resort spots for those couples who want to just get away from it all. Do you have those on tap here, Neil?
Yeah, I do. You know, there are a couple really good ones that offer a great experience, especially for couples. Two resort/bed-and-breakfast entities. One's in Sparta, so this is going to get you out in the bluff country, beautiful biking and just sightseeing. It's a fun place to go to. It's called Justin Trail Resort in Bed-and-Breakfast. And Justin Trails is actually going to be a Century Farm. Next year, it'll be a Century Farm. It's been in that same family all those years. And they wanted to keep that farm, but of course, being a small farm, it's only a couple hundred acres. You can't make it as a farmer.
Right.
So they're like, well, how do we do this? Well, they went to a farmers and ranchers convention where Willie Nelson was and all these people, and they were speaking, and one of the things they talked about was turning your farm into a bed and breakfast. And so they did that, and they've rehabbed the farmhouse, these beautiful rooms, and then they've got one, two, three, four cabins out there, and they've got a great sledding hill. And they really do cater to couples well with that farmhouse and the bed and breakfast atmosphere. And another one is Siskiwit Bay Lodge. And that's up on the Bayfield Peninsula, but not on the Bayfield side. It's over by Cornucopia. And it is absolutely amazing. It was built in 97 as Lazy Susan's Bed and Breakfast. And, you know, you have to go online to see this place because the architecture and what this building is, it's off the charts. It's not something that you typically see constructed today. The trim work and everything, it looks like something that would be more turn of the century, like an old hunting lodge. And that that's run by Bruce and Sandy Von Riedel, but they just it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
What was the name of it again, Neil?
Biscuit Bay Lodge.
Okay. That sounds great. So, yeah, so those are two ideas right there when it comes to, you know, putting a little spark in the romance, head to those places that Neil mentions. Now, of all the different resorts that you ended up visiting during your research for for your book, Resorts of Wisconsin, what is the one place that really stood out in your mind as being really the one resort that is the tip-top unique of all of them?
Well, you know, I got to tell you that the ones I wrote about, I've vetted all the properties. I went to about 100 resorts, and then I picked the 21 that we did the individual stories on. Mm-hmm. So they're all really top shelf places. But there is one that I just two, if you can just humor me here.
Sure.
One is out in Fifield. It is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you don't get cell reception, which is one of the things I love about it. But it's called Boyd's Mason Lake Resort. It started in 1895, 2,600 acres and four private lakes. They manage their own fisheries.
Wow.
It's like nowhere else on earth. I mean, you go there and you're stepping back into the 1950s. All the cabin decor has been maintained from that time period, but maintained so nicely it feels like it's new almost. But yet you feel like you're stepping back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that place is just, it's unreal. Another place up on the Door County Peninsula, Gordon Lodge, might be the best piece of ground I've ever walked. It's on this peninsula that goes out into North Bay by Bailey's Harbor. So you've got the big sunrise of Lake Michigan out the front and the sunset over North Bay behind you. And it was purchased by a couple by the name of John and Wendy Tinnen, and they had bought it to develop the property. The resort had been let go a little bit. It had been in that family since the 1920s. It was built by a dentist, Dr. A.J. Gordon, as his hunting retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bought it, they were just going to develop it. But then John said to me, he said, you know, Neil, I kind of came to this conclusion that if I did that, I would have just been another wealthy jerk from Chicago who came up here and wrecked their place. So instead, he has rehabbed all the cabins and built a new lodge area there, and it's just what he's done with the place is amazing. And he works up there in the summer. He's just in the I talk in the presentation I do at the Lake Home and Cabin Show. People do a lot of crazy things for love, and I think between the purchase, the acquisition, and the rehab of the property, he's put over $20 million into it. And
wow.
I don't even think you could get it to pencil out and make business sense, but we, you know, since it's Valentine's Day, we do end up doing crazy things for love. So.
Indeed. So, but those that's just a couple of the items that you'll find in this book, Resorts of Wisconsin, by Neil Johnson. Now tell us a little bit about the presentation you're going to be doing at the Lake Home and Cabin Show.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I'm a history nut. I love history. I think there's a lot of lessons we can learn from it and inspiration we can draw from it. So I pull out about 250 photos. Now, they're old photos from the late 1800s, early 1900s, all the way up through the 1970s and 80s, and then I bring out some present-day pictures of resorts. But I just talk about the different places, the history, how they began. There's some great stories of struggle and triumph in there. I also encourage families to get out in nature and spend time together as a family. That's so important.
Yeah, that's great. Are you going to be there all 3 days?
I am, all 3 days, yes.
Okay, so keep that in mind. That's at the Delta Center in Milwaukee this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If people want to find out about more about your Resorts of Wisconsin book, or for that matter, your Resorts of Minnesota book, is there a website, or where can they go for that?
Yeah, actually, both books have their own site. One's resortsofwisconsin.com, and the other is just resortsofminnesota.com. So it's just the book title spelled out.
Right, and the author of both, Neil Johnson. By the way, we mentioned about him being from Debs, Minnesota, population of 8. He now resides in the hometown of Bob Dylan, Hibbing, Minnesota. Indeed, and Neil, thanks for joining us, and have fun at the show this weekend, and plenty of luck with your book, sir.
Thanks so much.
3:47 right now at WRJN.